Three letters that could dominate market psychology in the next few days. FED spells Fed.
This podcast is supported by Netflix Instant Streaming. Thousands of TV episodes and movies on your computer or mobile device instantly streamed by Netflix to save you time, money, and hassle. Free 30-day trial now at netflix.com/APM.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. On Mondays, we check out what's on the mind of Julia Coronado, Chief North America Economist at BNP Paribas in New York.
The Fed.
Okay. Federal Reserve policymakers meeting this week. What else is on your mind?
The Fed. That's pretty much it, David.
They have the meeting, and you'll be watching for what? Body language? Regular language?
Oh, we get a lot this week. We get a statement, we get a forecast, and we get a full-blown press conference with Chairman Bernanke, where people like you will get to pepper him with anything that's on their mind.
And what you're trying to find out, right, is whether or not the stimulus will be tapered off sooner rather than later.
Right. When, why, how would they consider pulling back the stimulus? We need some details. They've just dropped these vague hints, and it's left markets guessing and left them very unsettled. So we're looking for some specifics to clear things up.
Also this morning, the New York Fed looks at business conditions in the third most popular state, New York. And if you just look at the headline, it looks like manufacturing is up.
Right. This is one of those wonderful data releases where the headline looks great, but then you look at the details and hiring is down, orders are down, activity is down, but businesses seem to be feeling better in New York. So that's a start.
Economist Julia Coronado at BNP Paribas New York. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
In Louisiana today, the Army Corps of Engineers is cutting the ribbon on a beefed-up levee system along the west bank of the Mississippi, just across from New Orleans. It's one part of the $14 billion overhaul of that region's flood protection system. Marketplace's David Weinberg has the story.
The Army Corps of Engineers has been working to upgrade the levees and pumping stations in Orleans and surrounding parishes to withstand a 100-year storm surge.
The 100-year system's in place, so the things that we're finishing are just kind of minor details.
Rachel Rohde is a spokesperson for the Corps. The 75 miles of levees that make up the West Bank are now complete. As for the rest of the system?
The majority should be done in the next year or so. We do have some remaining work, and that's our permanent pump stations. Those will go well into 2017.
Steve Staples is the owner of Vintage City Guitars, which is a block and a half from the West Bank levee in Algiers. He will not be at the ribbon cutting. For one, he wasn't invited. It's not open to the public. But even if he was, he would skip it.
When I hear stuff, especially when the Army Corps of Engineers is involved, my ability to believe and trust anything that they say is gone, doesn't exist.
Many in this region lost faith in the Army Corps after the 2005 levee failure. How the new system works could help restore some of that faith. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.
This podcast is supported by Netflix Instant Streaming. Watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on your computer, iPad, iPhone, or TV instantly, streamed now by Netflix, a great value. Netflix Streaming has lots of movie and television options, including past seasons of House of Cards, Breaking Bad, and Arrested Development. Watch them using Netflix Instant Streaming and find thousands of other TV series and movies during your free 30-day trial at netflix.com/APM.
Now that voters in Washington and Colorado have approved, state officials are writing up regulations to license recreational pot producers and retailers and to tax pot sales, which are still illegal under federal law. As much as this is an experiment in allowing adults to legally use a drug classed as a hallucinogen, it's also an experiment for entrepreneurs. From Olympia, Washington, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Randy Simmons' coworkers at the Washington Liquor Control Board made him a nameplate when he got his new job regulating recreational marijuana. It says Ganja Guru. Bringing illicit drug sellers in from the cold, kind of a weird job.
So if we can take those people who have been successful running these small mom-and-pop businesses, they pay taxes for one thing, now they know they're not going to get arrested. Get them into a regulated market where they feel more like real business people.
Let's meet some of them.
My name is Jeff Wright. I'm the chief executive officer and owner of The Yeoman Farmer.
Wright's an unemployed social worker who recently got into the medical marijuana business. Now he wants a license to grow for profit. He's trying to raise the funds.
I'm figuring right now it's going to be close to $50,000 to be competitive. There's a lot of startup costs. It's going to be a matter of getting a building.
And there are problems.
Nobody will touch you as far as credit. I tried.
Banks worry they'll be in trouble with the feds for taking drug money. Next stop on the supply chain, the pot processor.
It's got a graham cracker-based cookie, and the butter is infused with marijuana.
Eric Zollman is describing the medical marijuana s'mores that he produces. There's gluten-free for the nutritional market.
I wouldn't mind getting into the legal side of it. This is kind of a side job for me. My other job, I'm a hardware and software tester.
The biggest business here might be for retailers. Forrest Escobedo runs a nonprofit medical marijuana store called Serious Medicine.
I guess it would open a larger market for us if we could sell recreationally, because we have people asking to buy recreational pot all the time.
Escobedo's worried profit margins might be too low. Around 40% of the price will go to the state, and he'll have to sell cheaper, lower-grade pot. He's got one thing going for him. The store's adjacent to a bar, tattoo parlor, and vintage record store. Location, location, location. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And last week I shared detailed instructions for having to sleep on the couch until the year 2019 or something. Mistakenly, sell your wife's $23,000 wedding ring for $10 while she's in the hospital. Now the California husband's been sprung from the doghouse. He tweets that the buyer found the ring in the wristwatch box from the garage sale and has returned it safe and sound. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.